Hey community, we're in the middle of C19, but we're also still a couple of friends who just want to talk G.I. Joe and other toys and weird bits. Thank you for being a part of our conversation. This is the Order of Battle. So Joel, you and I were talking over the last week or so because A came to me with an idea that kind of sparked both of our imaginations. I wanted to just jump straight into it.
He threw an environmental topic at us. For my spin on this, I decided to go toy specific. Something that I really liked about the modern lines, they released figures in environmental specific outfits or with environmental specific gear. So my first two share a lot of the same tooling. They're both from the Rise of Cobra line. There's an Arctic Shipwreck and an Arctic Snake Eyes. Both just great snow troopers you can use. With easy head swaps, you can build your whole team. Next, both from the Pursuit of Cobra line, I have Jungle Duke and the Jungle Bat. That is probably my favorite modern Duke because we never got like the definitive ultimate update to Duke. But this Jungle Duke comes with great gear. It's a great sculpt. The articulation's fantastic. The Jungle Bat is a repainted bat, but in jungle motif, comes with different accessories than the 25th bat. It's badass. We've got Arctic Destro from Pursuit of Cobra, which was originally slated to come out in Rise of Cobra. And then there's also Desert Battle Storm Shadow from Pursuit of Cobra. I'm a sucker for environmental-specific figures, and I like having multiple versions of characters I like set for different environments. The vehicles was a little bit harder. There isn't as many environmental-specific repaint vehicles, but one that is a shining star. And I have a couple. I wish I had a couple more, but they're a little bit pricey. In the 25th line, they released an Arctic His Tank that came with the Stinger's missile rack on the back. And it was cast in white. It came with like some racks that you could hang little accessories on the side. Super sharp. Comes with an awesome figure. My honorable mentions, I love the Snow Serpents. There's a few different varieties of them within the modern line. And the Pursuit of Cobra Dusty is one of my favorite figures. I troop build it because he comes with a head with this weird helmet on. So I have one with the dusty head, and then I have a handful with the weird goggled head that's very cool and very sci-fi. That's enough for me. Hit me with your favorite environmental troops.
I enjoy listening to you like list off all these modern things. Since my focus is the first 12 years of O-Ring, I know these things in the periphery. I've read them on Yojo. I've seen them at shows. But I'm not actively a modern collector. So when I was looking at this, I came at it from more childhood memories. On the environmental specialty versus more of the generic intelligence specialty or whatever, I had three that really stood out. Iceberg, Dusty, and Airtight. Each of those are built around a very specific childhood memory. You know, I remember Airtight was a gift from a kid who wasn't able to show up to my birthday party in the third grade. The very next day, he comes running up on the playground and gives this to me, which is a thing you can't do at school anymore, right? I had a dog named Dusty in 1987 because of the figure. I didn't live any place with snow when I had Iceberg, but you know, he still ran with everybody else. He was definitely one of my favorites as a kid. So that's where I went with it.
Since this was A's idea, I wanted to ask him his favorite environmental crew, environmental figures. All right, A, you pitched this idea to your father and I. So I figured I would have you come on and chat with me about your favorite environmental sub-team. So what is that?
Eco Warriors.
All right, so I know a little bit about the Eco Warriors. I know that they have color-changing features. I know that the main villain is Cesspool. What makes you like the Eco Warriors so much?
Eco Warriors as a sub-team. I like their sludge color-change ability. Like, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Like, they're water blasters. I wish I was able to play with them. Like, so I normally never play with my Eco Warriors when I'm not in the bath. Because that's, like, my standard procedure.
Yeah, because they all have water features, correct?
Yeah. Like, the only one that doesn't have a backpack water sprayer is Deep Six.
Okay, cool. Tell me about your favorite characters from the Eco Warriors.
My favorite Cobra is Cesspool.
Awesome.
I have him in a cool pose right now. And Ozone, which who I also have in a cool pose.
I have the modern version of Cesspool, and I am currently trying to hunt down the Ozone, Clean Sweep, and Flint. G.I. Joe Collectors Club put out modern versions of those Eco Warriors figures.
Did they put out Barbecue and Deep Six?
No. They did put out the Toxo Zombie and the Toxo Viper. My next question for you is, I know that there is a playset in the Eco Warriors original run.
The Toxo Lab is also on my list of favorite things as my playset. It has a seat with, like, this post thing that you can, like, slide one of those water guns onto. Not like backpack one, like on the Eco Striker. The water blaster is a pump blaster, and it connects to the seat. And I like to put Cesspool specifically in that seat, because it's like my boss seat.
Cool.
It has like this huge like water cup tank thingy, and it's used for toxic sludge / water. Water is toxic sludge. It has this like clunky, awesome green like arm. It's like a claw on with like this post at the bottom, and it slides around on a bar thingy so it can move like this. The claw can open and close, and because there's like a lever thingy right here.
Can you pick up figures with that?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you have any like big statements you want to say about the Eco Warriors as a whole?
One thing I like about subteams is that they're small, and I like that because we're only missing, like, the hose to the septic tank, which is very rare to find with the septic tank. It's, like, the only thing we're missing from Eco Warriors. I actually have a carded clean sweep. We literally said that at the same time.
That's true. You said Ozone is your favorite of the Eco Warriors?
Yeah.
Cool. He's a sharp-looking figure.
One of the reasons is because he has, like, so many grenades lining down his chest.
He does have a lot of grenades.
Yeah. Actually, I got almost all of my Ozones out. I only have two, and I have three.
Cool. So do you have any closing thoughts to put out on Eco Warriors as a whole?
I like every single one of the colors. I like their water blasters, and I like the sludge ability they have.
Cool.
Okay, something about Ozone, like his grenades, colors, and he comes with his vacuum thingy. That's what it says in the Bloma book.
Okay.
So it comes with this vacuum, which I put down on my list as a cool thing. And on Cesspool, his chainsaw is just amazing. I just love that chainsaw. I like that huge scar on his face. Like, that thing is very imposing.
It's a very cool head sculpt. I'm glad that they made a modern version of him.
It was either Yojo or His Tank that said it, but someone said that the Supersonic Fighter Major Blood was supposed to be exactly the same colors, exactly same sculpt, but Eco Warrior.
Oh, that would have been a cool addition.
That really would have.
So I got one more question for you.
What?
Do you think that Airtight is a good addition to the Eco Warriors?
Yes, totally.
Because he's got the same colors. He is bright yellow with green accents.
Yeah.
Do you include him as an honorary member?
Sometimes.
Well, cool. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and giving us your spin since you pitched the idea. Alrighty, thank you. I know that you are hyper-focused on file cards and comic details, and the era of G.I. Joe that you primarily are focused on is what built our version of G.I. Joe. So they introduced Joes with their own specialties. They introduced, like, they didn't have to really build out Jungle Duke. So what do you think about some of the sub-teams or environmental teams in general from your time?
Yeah, man. Snow, desert, night ops, underwater, ecological disasters. All those sub-teams are pretty well covered. Other than Tiger Force, I don't think a jungle team was ever really clearly outlined. And even in the Tiger Force line, it's not really a jungle specialist lineup.
Yeah, I mean, they did have Blizzard and Frostbite, I think.
And so I don't really personally consider Tiger Force to be a jungle subteam. But for jungle, there are at least 10 Joes who could easily show up in that environment. Or Swamp, Tropical Forest, or simply just Sweat Belt. Cobra has a few as well, although not as many. You know, Python Patrol in general isn't any better suited than Tiger Force in terms of character choice, except for Copperhead. Copperhead's perfect. But, you know, Cobra needs troops, so that sub-team uniform works pretty well for a jungle environment. In terms of the Joes, you know, you mentioned the modern line had a jungle duke, but basic regular duke is a jungle duke. You don't need a Tiger Force for him, or you don't need a jungle specific. Gung Ho wasn't just a crazy Creole Marine like in the cartoon. He was a jungle specialist, and he trained jungle ops. You got Leatherneck, Muskrat, Pathfinder with his weed whackers. Rakondo was the obvious one, right? Because he was the guy in the jungle hat and jungle gear and the 15 versions of his legs. I think Roadblock would work well. You know, he's Mississippi Sweatbelt, so I think he would probably do all right in a jungle setting. Tunnel Rat, you know, another obvious, you know, callback to that Vietnam jungle, digging in tunnels kind of guy. But then you also have Snake Eye, Stalker, and Storm Shadow. They were specifically LRRP in the jungle. So I consider them everyday jungle troops. I would throw Tollbooth into that mix. They dropped a bunch of engineers into the jungle to make bases, make paths, roads, airfields. But just looking at him, you know, he looks like a dude that just came out of some hot, sweaty zone building something.
Yeah.
From a G.I. Joe jungle sub-team, ARAH, original 12 years, that's like my jungle sub-team.
A while back, I actually built a jungle crew because that's what I do. I kitbash figures for the environment or setting or whatever I want. So we have a lot of crossover. You know, I threw together a small sub-team. I've got Stalker, Rakondo, Outback, Tunnel Rat, Spirit, Clutch, Crosshair, and Rock and Roll. Now, Crosshair I kind of threw in because I had just gotten the FSS Crosshair, and he has, like, his camel pattern looks like it would fit well in the jungle. But the rest of them, you know, are pretty obvious jungle guys. And the Spirit figure I used parts from was inspired by Billy from Predator. That's where my brain goes anyways. I just followed suit to what I had talked about with my list of specific toys. I just built my own. I'm going to ask you the same question, or I'm going to have you do the same thing, but a city setting instead of jungle.
I really like the city setting idea. There wasn't really ever a city-specific focus in G.I. Joe other than maybe the ninjas lived in the city, I guess. Alley Vipers, Shockwave, you know, maybe one or two others. I guess the Dreadnoks when they're not in the swamp. In thinking about a city, there's a lot of figures I think I could choose, but I like more narrowing it down to sort of the Fast and the Furious for a city team. So I think it would be more fun to imagine Clutch, Rumbler, and Covergirl would be like my G.I. Joe city team. Clutch and Rumbler both have a history of driving fast, getting away from cops, getting in trouble for their speed. Covergirl was a model before she became a grease monkey, so she's already that city-centric person. And I also think putting her behind the wheel of something a bit faster would be fun. So Clutch in the Vamp, Rumbler in the Crossfire, Covergirl on a Ram. That would be my Joe side. And for the Cobra side, I'd keep it a little more generic. You know, a Stinger Driver, a Motor Viper. So now you have like a crew of people chasing these three through the city. And whoever's riding Shotgun for Clutch and Rumbler. And then Torch, Buzzer, and Ripper. That would be, for me, like a really fun Cobra and Joe city sub-teams, Fast and the Furious style.
I think it would be awesome to see like a high-speed chase, but with G.I. Joe. I mean, I know they did it a little bit in Rise of Cobra, but we're not going to talk about that. So if I were to throw together like a city team, I would probably cheat a little bit The first section of my like custom adventure team build out, I kind of saw as like an espionage team. Like they're all in like sleek black clothing. They all came paired up with James Bondy, Mission Impossible type stuff. That's who I would throw right now in a city setting.
Nice. I would like that setting.
I'm going to hopefully try to use some of this downtime to build maybe a city diorama of some sort. We'll see. And if I was going to have them fight anybody or who they would be either trying to stop or whatever, I would probably throw it in with my current finished project with my Cobra Invasers. They're in all black anyways, so it could kind of be like a night setting. My brain kind of runs wild thinking about that.
That would be a lot of fun. I would also put Night Creepers into that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny because you and I often talk about my many unfinished projects, but I have like a pile of figures I bought to try to put together some cool Night Creepers, but we'll discuss that more when I actually start and or finish that project.
Since we're the Order of Battle, let's look at one of our pages. Issue 2 from 1987, Outback. If you have the trade, it's page 75, and the comic, page 30. I'm going to be talking about the Night Force Modern Outback, UK Tiger Force Outback, the Vintage Night Force Outback, the Normal Outback, and the 1993 EcoWares Outback, which is probably my favorite Outback. So I'm gonna say something about the Modern Night Force Outback. So I just like that Outback. I like the articulation. He is so poseable. I love the strap and the mini machine gun. I love his like some sort of like ray gun thing. I love that. His backpack holds almost all his weapons, so I'm pretty sold to it. That machete that he comes with is sick. I just can't stop fiddling with this guy all the time. I actually have him across the room, so I don't fiddle with that guy. On to the UK Tiger Force version. I love that UK Tiger Force. He's UK, which is pretty good for an 8-year-old collector. I like his shirt. That shirt is one of the best Outback shirts I've ever seen. I like his colors. They're just really Tiger Force-y colors, which I like about that Outback because it is the Tiger Force Outback. I wish we had more UK to Tiger Force. Okay, we're on to 1988 version 2 Night Force Outback. I just like his colors. It's just like so black. His suit is almost as black as Snake Eyes. I just like the Night Force period. I like everything about him. Standard gun, I don't care. Okay, now real quick, I'm going to talk about Goyo's Outback. Sadly, I don't have the Battle or non-Goyo's. I love his like pants color. That's like so intricate and like designful. One of the reasons I like the helmet so much, one of my favorite colors is yellow, and my mom's favorite color is yellow. This guy is my favorite Outback. Okay, on to version 1 standard Outback. I just like his cape. I like him, period.
Okay, so this week has been your first 2 or 3 days of COVID-inspired unemployment. You know, the first day or two, you were resetting, and then you hit your custom pile. And so I want to hear about the customs that you spent the last couple of days sweating over until the wee hours of the morning.
So before I jump into the customs, after my conversation with A, I pulled the trigger on the club's 3 Eco Warriors, which are Flint, Clean Sweep, and Ozone. 4 Toxo Zombies from the club, and a custom Zombie Steel Brigade.
You went all in.
All in except for one. The last figure that I need, or I'm setting my sights on, is the club's Repulsor, which I believe is a new character, and I will definitely be pulling the trigger on that. I have been working on a custom Outback for a while. I had a pretty good basic kit bash that I was sitting with. It utilized the 25th anniversary head. I was never sold on it. The same guy that I got the Eco Warriors from had painted up an Outback head for me. It was the club's Tiger Force Outback head. I had an extra head, so I had him paint it to a standard Outback. So that was the first figure that I tackled in my unemployment lockdown time. I had enough Marauder bits in a bin to build like the perfect Outback for me. And I did. Immediately after that, I rebuilt a Tunnel Rat figure that I didn't know that I needed to rebuild. Both of these figures, if you look in our text thread, I probably sent you, I don't know, 15 to 25 photos of each with all the different options for gear and backpacks and like configurations. I was kind of losing my mind a little bit, but it was a lot of fun.
We sweated over pouches and holsters and the whole nine. It was a lot of fun.
The third one is a bit of a cheat because, to show you how lazy I can get sometimes, I ordered the parts to make a vest for a scrap iron. I got the vest, I put all the pieces on, never glued it, put them in his bag, and just put them in a bin. In the middle of me doing all these, I finally glued together scrap iron. It's been nice to have nothing but infinite free time during the day to just work on my stuff.
It was fun to watch you sort of try different things and work through the process. It very much made me appreciate the modern figure and then these third-party companies. Like, none of your characters are restricted by the original build-out, but have these beautiful homages to the originals. And I really kind of dug into that a lot. So I appreciate being a part of your process.
It was really nice for me to have you there to kind of springboard because, for instance, in the Tunnel Rat build, Tunnel Rat version 1 comes with a backpack that's bigger than he is. It's funny because he's a guy that's supposed to crawl through tunnels. But so when I started building this Tunnel Rat, I grabbed like a bigger backpack, but then I had also had a smaller backpack from Marauder that I was able to gear out, which is what I landed on. But I had sent you a couple ideas, and like the first thing you said was, well, I mean, he's a down-in-the-dirt tunnel guy. Like, he needs that sleeker, smaller backpack. And I was like, you know what? You're right. It's like,
yeah, I'm an O-ring collector. I'm a vintage collector. Even still, I live in the theme of the character, not in the one or two static designs of the character.
Another fun thing in terms of customs, a few days ago, you and I spent about an hour and a half on Skype. I was screen sharing. We were going through the Marauder website, and I built us a really sharp Baroness base body to go with the SDCC exclusive head that we both have.
One of the things I really love about the Baroness, she's effectively alone in Cobra as leadership from a female perspective. And I know that Hama used Zarana a bunch in the comic books, but Zarana is still a Dreadnought. She's not Cobra. And I suppose eventually Baroness becomes Iron Grenadier if she's shacked up with Destro. But aside from all that, I see her as clearly a leader type, but she's also an assassin. And so when we were kitting her out, we were focused more on, do we want heavy armor for a leadership role, or do we want a sleeker design for that sort of assassin role? And that's where we landed with the guns and the knives, and everything was sort of built on the idea of the Baroness more than the original Baroness.
We kind of have something going on that I'm really excited to work on together. I mean, honestly, we spent almost 2 hours working on Baroness, which was one character. I'm really excited to work on this project with you because you keep the theme in your mind, and it's really nice for me to ask you questions about something I'm working on, whether it's for me, for us, for you, for A, whatever, because you always have like a, in my opinion, like a very strong thematic answer that ties into what I need instead of just being like, that gun looks cool. That knife looks cool.
We totally come at the same answer from different sides of the perspective, which works out really nicely, yeah.
So kind of to cap off my toy stuff, I have my first 25th standard green Awestriker coming in the mail. I don't know why or how I didn't have one. And in my package with the Outback head and the Eco Warriors, I also got a Crimson Guard Immortal custom cast head that was painted in all black. So my next project for this week is I'm going to either try to replicate what the club did, or I might, you know, dig around my Marauder bin and see what I have in terms of building out, I guess, Night Ops Crimson Guard Immortal. That's all I got in terms of toy stuff to talk about that is either here or coming in.
If it's cast in black, it's time for you to build a Created Cobra.
Well, actually, I have a purple body.
There you go. Other than the customizing that I worked on with you, I have spent this week working on custom LEGO Heroica game sets. It's a game that is over a decade old. It's no longer produced by LEGO, but it had a sort of RPG-esque element to it. And a year or two ago, I wanted to build some custom environments for the game for A and I to play in. Somewhere along the line, my BrickLink want list got messed up, and so I just kind of abandoned the project. In cleaning out my office, I came across these several boxes full of LEGO, and A and I have been building the environment pieces based on what I had put in Studio.io to figure out what we were missing. But that's what I've been working on toy-wise this week, while he has been heavily dipping back into the G.I. Joe stuff. I've not been purchasing any G.I. Joe stuff lately, although I am hunting a Crossfire Delta to drive around with A's Crossfire Alpha when we go on our walks. Aside from the LEGO, also this week, my iPad finally came in, as well as the Pencil. I've been playing with those. I'm completely unfamiliar with the Apple architecture, so I'm learning these things. I'm also spending this quarantine time working on the house a little bit. We just did the driveway, had it pressure washed and resealed, and now I'm looking at the deck and the gutters and a few other things. iPad aside, none of these are fun toy purchases. That has been a very quick short list of what's been going on in the past week or so.
A couple days ago, I kind of got this like random bug that I wanted to buy a new TV. I've actually never bought a brand new TV, but knowing that I'm unemployed for the foreseeable future, I have been able to start diving into my massive backlist of movies that I want to watch, and I've started watching Clone Wars, etc. So I got this crazy idea, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy a TV. TVs are cheap now. I went and I bought this TV, and I was excited because it's a smart TV. Plug this thing in right out of the box. I go through, set up the Wi-Fi, do all this. The screen goes black. And the only thing that's loading is Netflix. I get the TV semi-set up. It's not working. I just plug the Fire Stick back in. I should not be bested by a smart TV. I can figure this out, you know? I'm struggling. The home screen just goes black. I've never seen the home screen on this TV. All this to basically say that the Vizio server is down. Still doesn't work. It's been 4 days. Regardless if they get their home screen back up and running, the second the target opens up returns again, this thing's going back. But tied in with this mess, my internet has been lackluster for about 6 to 7 months. It has affected you and I trying to record quite a bit. It's affected everything else in the house quite a bit. So I finally got through to a human being and I was like, hey, I just need you to like do some like diagnostic runs on my internet. Like it doesn't work. And they informed me that my internet was running on kilobytes instead of megabytes. And the woman on the phone was like, I don't know how anything in your house works. When's the last time you changed your router? She's like, no offense, but like you got to upgrade your router. Like this is never going to work with that. So I went out and bought a router and fixed the internet immediately. TV was supposed to be a fun purchase. It turned out to be more of a headache than it's worth. And the router turned out to be more of a fun purchase because now everything works the way it's supposed to. So yeah, I mean, it's been an expensive weekend between the Eco Warriors and the TV and the router and everything. But it's been fun, I guess. We are entering our tired, rambling phase. This is going to be a lot of work for you. Do you have any other thoughts that you want to put out before we pull the plug?
Yeah, it'll be a little bit of work, but it's always worth it when we get a couple hours to chat on record. Let's end here. We truly want you to join the conversation, and to do so, you can email us at orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Instagram at orderofbattlepod and Twitter at orderofbattlepd. Thanks again to Self Help for the music that we use, and thanks to all of you for listening to our conversation. This has been The Order of Battle. we're struggling tonight.